This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, June 21, 2017. Ariana McNeil writes in today's Salem News, commuters have gotten their wish. All stations north of Boston will receive shuttle bus service during the MBTA's planned shutdowns this summer. The MBTA plans to use buses along the entire Newburyport-Rockport line during the planned weekend train stoppages between July 8 and September 30, while new positive train control equipment is installed. This includes buses to and from the Lynn, Swampscott, and Chelsea train stations. There also will be buses for all stations north of Salem while the T fixes the railroad bridge between Beverly and Salem over the Danvers River. Those stations will be closed on weekdays between July 17 and August 13. The news came after the MBTA officials held several public meetings in communities affected by the shutdowns. More than 40 people turned up for the one at the Beverly Council on Aging. One of the major complaints was the MBTA's original plan would have provided bus service at Beverly Depot, but not for commuters using the Montserrat, North Beverly, and Beverly Farms stations. Details are still being finalized, and new bus schedules should be released next week. More on this story in today's Salem News, story written by Ariana McNeil. Osaga schools get a big boost from voters. Bill Newell has that story.
Rick, voters overwhelmingly supported the $186 million investment in Saugus public schools in a special election on Tuesday. Bridget Turcotte writes in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn, "This is history in the making," said Superintendent Dr. David D. Rossi. "We can see by the results that the community has spoken, the town has spoken. It's time. Saugus needs this, and we're going to get the job done for them." Jubilant supporters gathered at the Prince of Pizzeria to tally the unofficial results of the election, which were released at around 8:30 p.m. More than 4,900 residents, about 25% of the registered voters, visited the polls to vote on two questions Tuesday, and more than twice as many people supported each question than those who voted against them. The first requested $160 million for the proposed grades 6 through 12 combination middle and high school, and the second sought to support a $25 million district-wide master plan that would restructure the district to include an upper elementary school for grades 3 through 5 at the existing Belmonte School and a lower elementary school for pre-K through grade 2 at the Veterans Memorial Elementary School. Town Manager Scott Crabtree said that he has a meeting scheduled with the MSBA. "This is the biggest step and the biggest investment in the town's history," said Crabtree. "I'm ecstatic." Crabtree added that he was thankful for the collaborative effort of town officials, the school building committee, the PTO, and the residents who voted in favor of the new schools. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell.
All righty, Bill, sounds good. Paul Layton writes in today's Salem News, John Keenan, a self-described proud son of Salem who was among the first in his family to go to college, was officially named on Tuesday as the 14th president of Salem State University. The Massachusetts Board of Higher Education voted 8-0 to approve Keenan, who was recommended for the job last month by Salem State University trustees. The 52-year-old Keenan, a former state representative from his hometown of Salem, has worked at Salem State for the last 3 years as a vice president and general counsel. He will succeed Patricia Meservey, who is retiring after 10 years as president. More on the story written by Paul Layton in today's Salem News. From the item live today, residents using the Swampscott Community Power Program will see lower prices next month. Town Administrator Sean Fitzgerald is quoted as saying, "Swampscott is leading the way with green power, and I am really excited to report that we have locked in a 2-year price that will provide price stability and budget predictability for Swampscott ratepayers." Town officials have secured a new supply agreement as part of its electricity aggregation program, which continues the town's green electricity program while also providing price stability, surety, and long-term favorable rates to residents and businesses in the community. Prices will lower for customers taking advantage of the program for a second time in July. More on this story in today's itemlive.com. And Joanne McKenzie writes in today's Gloucester Times, "There's an ocean of history behind Gloucester's new St. Peter's Fiesta commemorative pendant. Available this week at the Beauport Boutique at the Beauport Hotel, the pendant retails at $90, and 10% of the proceeds from all sales on all orders taken during Fiesta Week will be donated by the Beauport Hotel to generous gardeners to help support their magnificent work on the boulevard, especially at the Fisherman's Wives Memorial. Measuring just over an inch, the engraved medallion is the brainchild of Kathy Cuttier, the child of Nina and Paul Conti and their huge extended fishing family that back in 1960 caught the biggest fish in the Catholic Archdiocese of Boston, Cardinal Richard Cushing. More on this story, you'll want to read it, written by Joanne McKenzie in today's Gloucester Times. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with the North Shore Sports Update. The North Shore Navigators fell to Nashua Tuesday night at Fraser Field. 11-4 the final score. They're now 2-13 on the season. The Navs are off tonight. They'll host Brockton in a doubleheader on Thursday. And Marie Tobin writes in today's sports page of the Daily Item of Lynn that the 38th annual U.S. Senior Open Golf Championship is coming to the Salem Country Club in Peabody next week. The tournament begins on Thursday, June 29 and concludes Sunday, July 2. Features 156 of the world's best senior golfers, that's age 50 and over, vying for the right to hoist the Francis D. Wemet Trophy in front of upwards of 25,000 spectators expected to be on hand at the Salem Country Club. We'll have coverage right here on MSO News Sports. And there's always more sports at MSONewsSports.com.